In John 5:39, Jesus states, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is they that bear witness about me." The Issues Etc. book of the month for April is The Messiah, Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about The Messiah at issuesetc.org. The Messiah, Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament, The Issues Etc. book of the month. It's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got our four soundbites assembled and ready to play for you. We hope that you're ready to listen. After you've listened, all you need to do is vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and your votes will decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Luther Rose medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag, along with an autographed copy of Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. If you are sending us your vote via email or Twitter or Facebook, we need to know who you are, where you listen, and most importantly, why you're voting for that soundbite. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, and talkback@IssuesETC.org. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Peter Bender. Here he is talking about the failed creed of humanism.
Man is the measure of all things, because everything he has measured ultimately has come to ruin. That it's based upon a logical fallacy. If it were true, then man would have achieved utopia. But it is not true, because man doesn't achieve utopia. The self-centeredness of the human condition makes that impossible. And the self-centeredness of the problem of sin makes that impossible. And this is a characteristic, you know, of all non-Christian belief systems, Todd. In one way, shape, manner, or form, they are a faith in self, in one's works. Even the non-personal God religions, something like secular humanism, finally, it is based on something that human beings do that I will value, and if you don't do this, then I don't value you. The only thing for us as Christians that brings restoration into our lives is something that the humanist does not know, and that is forgiveness of sins. Humanism does not know the forgiveness of sins, what that means, how it is at the center of our lives as Christians, in the way in which we live with one another and interact with the world around us. So man is not the measure of all things and of all truth, but the God who made us and who, though we rebelled and fell from him, continues to love us and has given himself for us in the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender, on the failed creed of humanism. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, April the 1st, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter at issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Aaron Hawley, explaining why stare decisis is a reason to overturn Roe v. Wade.
So stare decisis, as we've talked about, is this idea that judicial consistency is important. But when you look at a decision like Roe, it has not promoted judicial consistency, but rather judicial instability. You've got case controversy after conflict. The lower courts are a mess even today. So Roe generates unpredictability. It is egregiously wrong, and it has devastating effects both on the judiciary, on the state's interest in protecting life, and in our sense of democracy. Because Roe invented the right to an abortion, it takes that ability to protect life away from the states and away from the people. So in this instance, traditional stare decisis principles simply don't support sticking to Roe.
That's soundbite number two, Aaron Hawley, why stare decisis is a reason to overturn Roe v. Wade. 1-877-623-6943 to vote for that one. Talkback at issuesztc.org, our Twitter address at issuesztc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Stephen Parks. Does James 5:16 support prayer to the saints?
Even though we can go straight to Jesus, think about it like this. If we go to Jesus with the help of the other members of the mystical body of Christ, well, then there's going to be more fruit that bears from the prayers that I offer to Jesus or whatever request I make of Jesus, if it's petitionary prayer. And here's the biblical passage to justify this, Gabriella. James chapter 5, verse 16. St. James teaches us that the prayer of a righteous man avails much. The saints in heaven, well, they're perfected in righteousness. They're perfected in charity. And so guess what? Their prayers are going to avail much, much more than the prayers of an imperfect righteous man.
The question is, who are we asking to pray for us in those specific situations? Well, we're given that explicit answer in verse 16, where we're told to confess our sins to one another and to pray for one another. So who's being spoken of here? The saints in heaven? No, those who are present within the local congregation. And James adds, not just anyone, but in verse 14, he tells us specifically, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Elders being that ancient term that we use today, kind of interchangeably with the term pastors. So he's urging Christians to pray for one another, and he's urging us to have pastors pray for us, especially when we happen to be sick or in times of extreme difficulty. So the notion here that we're being invited to invoke saints is just completely absent. In fact, James had a perfect example to be able to teach just this thing in verses 17 and 18. He mentions Elijah, and he mentions this powerful prayer of Elijah being efficacious or powerful to accomplish it. And the idea is because Elijah was a righteous man. So notice that he certainly calls us to emulate Elijah, but he doesn't call us to pray to Elijah or to seek the intercession or Elijah or to trust that Elijah will somehow gain for us God's grace or favor. But instead, the idea is we ask those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Stephen Parks. Does James 5:16 support prayer to the saints? You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, and after that, we'll take a break. And the break is a good time to call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four, Roger Severino, why Ketanji Brown Jackson can't define the word woman.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition? No. I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
You could ask any six-year-old what is a female, and they could tell you. This was not a trap question. It wasn't a trick question. It was a very simple one. Does the meaning of the phrase woman mean anything anymore? And the supreme irony here is that President Biden said he was only going to appoint an African-American woman to the Supreme Court. Well, what did that actually mean? And unfortunately, Brown Jackson could not answer that simple question. It's based on a biology. If you were asked about any other animal, if you show a picture of a bull in front of a matador, she would be able to say, yes, that's a bull. What's a bull? It's a male cow. Are you a veterinarian? No, it's common sense. And the fact that the left has so muddied the waters on what male and female means is just an indictment of our present state of affairs. She was so afraid of just speaking the plain truth because somebody on the left in the LGBT lobby would throw a fit if she didn't answer precisely right.
That's soundbite number four, Roger Severino, why Ketanji Brown Jackson can't define the word woman. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We'll take a break, and you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender on the failed creed of humanism? Soundbite number two, Aaron Holly, why stare decisis is a reason to overturn Roe v. Wade. Soundbite number three, Dr. Stephen Parks, does James 5:16 support prayer to the saints? Or soundbite number four, Roger Severino, why Ketanji Brown Jackson can't define the word woman? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next. In John 5:39, Jesus states, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is they that bear witness about me." The Issues Etc. book of the month for April is The Messiah, Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about The Messiah at issuesetc.org. The Messiah, Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
175 years ago, 14 congregations gathered in Chicago, Illinois, and signed the constitution of what would become the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Now you might ask, why did they form another Lutheran church body? Well, if you've ever wondered such question, then you need to pick up the April issue of the Lutheran Witness, which is all about our Lutheran heritage 175 years. To get your copy, visit cph.org/witness or visit our website, witness.lcms.org, to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Are you looking for the historic liturgy of the Church and the true sacraments of our Lord administered rightly? Then we would like to invite you to Zion Lutheran Church in Pampa, Texas, where the Lord gathers us around His gifts of word and sacrament, and where heaven and earth come together. If you live in or are visiting the Northeast Panhandle of Texas, we welcome you to the Divine Service at 10:30 a.m. with Bible class and Sunday school at 9:15. Come join us.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
You could win an autographed copy of Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged, in the next 10 minutes. We're giving it away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, along with the LPR bundle package. Our call-in number live on this Friday afternoon, April the 1st, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You could also email your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, send it as a tweet at issuesetc, or post it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender on the failed creed of humanism? Soundbite number two, Aaron Hawley, why stare decisis is a reason to overturn Roe v. Wade? Soundbite number three, Dr. Stephen Parks, does James 5:16 support prayer to the saints? Or soundbite number four, Roger Severino on why Ketanji Brown Jackson can't define the word woman. 1-877-623-MYIE. Let's go first to Roanoke Park, California, where Ann is listening. Hi, Ann.
Hi. So I'm voting for Peter Bender, number one, and I like that he was saying it's upon man's work and sin versus upon God's work, that sin and works is reversing against God and restoring us through Jesus Christ.
Anne, thank you very much, and thanks for listening out in California. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Neil listens in Houston. Hi, Neil.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
Yes, I'd like to vote for number four, the fact that this new nominee for the Supreme Court, who is a woman, can't define woman, shows that she has completely given up on the creation order. And for me, that should disqualify her, though I don't think it will.
Neil, thanks for listening in Houston. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Gleason listens in San Diego, voting for soundbite number four, Roger Severino, why Ketanji Brown Jackson can't define the word woman. It's a major societal issue, not just for the church, says Gleason. Thank you for your vote. Scott in Indiana says, I've appreciated the St. Peter option that Pastor Peter Bender has shared over the last several weeks. Pastor Bender said, everything man has measured has ultimately come to ruin. This is based on a logical fallacy. If it were true, then man would have achieved utopia. History is riddled, says Scott, with groups of people that have tried with their works to achieve utopia. Man's sinful self-centeredness makes that impossible. We have been given an incredible gift of forgiveness of sins in Christ. We have that gift to share with the world. I like the prayerful refrain of the LSB hymn 782. Lord, we pray that we, your people, who your gifts unnumbered claim, through the sharing of your blessings may bring glory to your name. He votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender. Scott, thanks for listening in Indiana. Listening in Iowa, Craig says, soundbite number four. It shows how lost the secular world is, that basic common knowledge is now against the woke culture we're living in. You're right, Craig. Thank you very much. And then we have a vote from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, thank you for a timely slate of sound bites. What an odd time this is, and may Jesus come quickly. Pastor Bender's soundbite stands out to me as the strongest and most timeless one that speaks to all of the issues we hear about in the others. Humans, man is not the center or measure. We do not define gender, get to decide finally what is right and lawful, or be someone to pray to. So Pastor Bender gets my vote. No fooling. Mark, thank you for your vote in New Mexico. The winner this week, according to your votes of Soundbite of the Week, is soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender on the failed creed of humanism.
Man is the measure of all things, because everything he has measured ultimately has come to ruin. That it's based upon a logical fallacy. If it were true, then man would have achieved utopia. But it is not true, because man doesn't achieve utopia. The self-centeredness of the human condition makes that impossible, and the self-centeredness of the problem of sin makes that impossible. And this is a characteristic, you know, of all non-Christian belief systems, Todd. In one way, shape, manner, or form, they are a faith in self, in one's works. Even the non-personal God religions, something like secular humanism, finally, it is based on something that human beings do that I will value, and if you don't do this, then I don't value you. The only thing for us as Christians that brings restoration into our lives is something that the humanist does not know, and that is forgiveness of sins. Humanism does not know the forgiveness of sins, what that means, how it is at the center of our lives as Christians, in the way in which we live with one another and interact with the world around us. So man is not the measure of all things and of all truth, but the God who made us and who, though we rebelled and fell from him, continues to love us and has given himself for us in the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender, The Failed Creed of Humanism. And in California, you get the LPR bundle package if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is called The Messiah Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. Beyond God's promise of a Savior just after the fall in Genesis 3:15, do we see much of Christ in the Old Testament? Well, Jesus says we should, and if we take the New Testament seriously, we must. Find out more about this book that goes through the entire Old Testament in 8 lessons, The Messiah Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. It's at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order The Messiah, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastors Brian Wolfmiller and Brian Ketchelmeyer respond to your unanswered Bible questions. We'll discuss the Alleluia and the verse in our historic liturgy series with Pastors Will Whedon and Sean Denzer. And we'll have Pastor Mark Pearson respond to the objection that there are divergent manuscripts of the Bible. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Unshaken from Psalm 16:8 is the theme for the 44th academic year at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and encouraging spiritual growth. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the support page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.